In a Thursday tweet, President Trump blamed what he called the phony Russia witch hunt for his low approval rating, now at an average of 43%. The president has previously attacked the investigation as bad for the country.
This is a investigation where many, many millions of dollars has been spent, and there's no collusion. It was supposed to be on collusion. There's no collusion. And I think it's very bad for our country, I will tell you. I think it's a shame.
Prosecutors on Friday are expected to reveal more details about how former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort lied to investigators, violating a plea agreement. Details are also expected on the cooperation provided by Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. The probe, led by special counsel Robert Mueller, appears to be gaining steam, says legal analyst Doug Spencer.
I think this was always the end goal, was to figure out whether there was a connection between the campaign and Russian activities. And then the second question is whether President Trump as an individual had any kind of connection.
Earlier this week, prosecutors recommended no jail time for former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, citing his extensive cooperation. That suggests the probe has a ways to go, says Chris Edelson.
It hasn't wrapped up. It's not wrapping up anytime soon. There will be more to come. This will certainly lead to, you know, there will be more news coming out of this. There will be, I would expect, future indictments. And we know there are more people cooperating, so we'll find out what information they're providing as well.
The Russia probe could be headed for a climax just as the president prepares for his re-election campaign, says analyst Tom DeFrank.
Mueller is a problem for President Trump, and President Trump knows that. That's why he's yelling so much. I mean, this is not a good development for President Trump, and we'll know more, I think, in the next few weeks.
Retired General Flynn will be sentenced later this month after pleading guilty to lying to investigators about his conversations with the Russian ambassador. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.